Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Batra and I'm going to be sharing with you all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. Let's start off with the vaccine updates first. Well, Moderna Therapeutics has emerged as the front runner in the race for a coronavirus vaccine and is in talks with several countries for a possible rollout of the much-awaited jab, the US-based biotech company has told Money Control. The company said that it was committed to equitable access to its vaccine candidate, but declined comment on a possible plan for a launch in India or a tie-up with Indian companies to distribute the vaccine. Now, the spokesperson of Moderna said that we are in ongoing conversations with a number of countries around the world for Moderna's investigational vaccine mRNA-1273. Moving on, the World Health Organization's chief scientist has said that the agency is not overtly worried about the pause in the clinical trials for the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Oxford University and AstraZeneca. Dr. Soumya Swaminathan has called the pause in Oxford's clinical trial a wake-up call to the global community to realize there are ups and downs in research. Swaminathan says that early data in human vaccine candidates so far has been quite promising, showing the shots trigger an immune response. But she also said trials must be conducted in tens of thousands of people to determine whether a vaccine can safely protect from the infection. With that, let's move on to all the updates from India. The total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have now risen to 45,62,414, as many as 96,551 new COVID-19 cases and 1,209 deaths were reported in the last 24 hours, according to the data by the Union Health Ministry today. Now, this is by far the sharpest rally that we have seen in the number of deaths in a single day, as well as the number of COVID-19 infections reported in last 24 hours. India's COVID-19 recovery rate also right now stands at 77.6%, so that's a bit of a breather. Reported active cases in the country right now stand at 9,43,000 and as many as 35,42,663 COVID-19 patients have been cured so far. The death toll in the country due to the novel coronavirus pandemic has risen to 76,271. Citing results of its serological survey, the Indian Council of Medical Research or ICMR on September 11th has said that 64 lakh Indians had been already infected by COVID-19 by May. Now, these cases were undiagnosed and the patients had developed antibodies against the novel coronavirus. The sero survey further revealed that for every confirmed COVID-19 case in May, there were 82 to 130 infections that were undetected. Now, the sero survey had been conducted between May 11 and June 4. The exercise had covered 28,000 individuals whose blood samples were tested for IgG antibodies using COVID coverage ELISA kit. Seroprevalence at the national level in May was 0.73% of the Indian population. The International Monetary Fund on September 10 has stated that there is a need for fresh stimulus, notably investments on health, food and income support for vulnerable households and support for enterprises because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Jerry Rice, the Director of Communications at Department at IMF, has told the press at an online conference that the Washington-based global financial institution supports the Indian government's responses to the COVID-19 pandemic, including fiscal stimulus with a focus on low-income workers and households. The international organization also supports the monetary easing and liquidity and regulatory measures for the financial sector and borrowers that have taken place. Moving on, the Union Health Ministry on September 10th issued a revised SOP for conducting examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, thus removing the provision that allowed symptomatic candidates who insist on taking an exam to do so in isolation. According to the revised document, in regular course, a symptomatic candidate should be referred to the nearest health center and given an opportunity to undertake the examination through other means, or the university or educational institution shall arrange for taking the exam at a later date when the student is declared physically fit. Citing results of its serological survey, the Indian Council of Medical Research admitted on September 11 that the results had highlighted the need to test more people in COVID-19, especially in areas where the caseload remains low. In its survey report, published in the Indian Journal of Medical Research, the ICMR has said that it has found antibodies in people even in districts that had zero to low number of registered cases of COVID-19, the disease caused by the novel COVID-19 pandemic. No restriction should be imposed on interstate movement of medical oxygen. That's what the Union Health Ministry has said today, while strongly reinforcing that it is the responsibility of every state and union territory to ensure hospitalized COVID-19 patients receive oxygen. The ministry said that it has come to its knowledge that a few states are trying to curb free interstate movement of oxygen supplies by exercising provisions under various acts and also mandating manufacturing or suppliers in their jurisdiction to restrict the oxygen supplies to only hospitals of the state. India has now called for greater collaboration between states, nations and technology companies to stop spread of misinformation related to COVID-19 as fake news and doctored videos undermine the people's trust in authorities to tackle the disease. The long-term ramifications of COVID-19 were discussed at the 74th United Nations General Assembly High-Level Forum on the Culture for Peace on Thursday. Now, the COVID-19 has actually claimed over 9 lakh lives with 28 million confirmed cases in the world so far. Your wait to dine at the favorite restaurant in Mumbai may end soon, as sources in the Maharashtra cabinet have told the media and CNBC TV 18, our sister channel, that a group of key ministers in the state would now meet around September 10 to discuss the next set of guidelines under Mission Begin Again 5.0. Sources also added by saying that the group of ministers could discuss the proposal of allowing dine-in services at restaurants across the state. Bookings for train tickets have witnessed a massive surge on September 10, with over 2.3 lakh tickets being booked between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. And that's according to the data provided by the Indian Railways. Now, there has been an uptick in the bookings in the last 4 days, with over 8,000 tickets booked in the last 2 days alone in the first hour of booking. In the first hour of booking, we saw over 1 lakh tickets that were booked on September 10. Train reservations went live for 80 trains in addition to the 200 special mail express trains and 30 special Rajdhani type trains already in service. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world now. President Donald Trump railed against Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's record on the economy and promised a quick recovery while campaigning in Michigan on Thursday. Trump claimed that he saved the U.S. auto industry and touted his rewrite of the North American Free Trade Agreement, claiming Biden allows jobs to leave the country. Biden just one day prior visited Michigan himself to unveil his plan to boost job growth. Both candidates visited counties Trump flipped in 2016, playing a key role in helping him become the first Republican to win Michigan in nearly 3 decades. As the race to develop the first effective vaccine against COVID-19 intensifies, China on Thursday gave a go-ahead for clinical trials of a nasal spray vaccine against the deadly virus infection. As per the reports in the Chinese official media, the phase 1 clinical trials of this nasal spray vaccine is likely to start this November. Authorities are recruiting 100 volunteers for this. Reporting the development, Chinese state-run Global Times said that this is the only vaccine of its type to be approved by China's National Medical Products Administration. The Czech Republic has now reported 1,382 new COVID-19 cases on Thursday. That's the highest daily tally to the date as per their health ministry. The Central European country also tightened the restrictions on face masks wearing this week as the new cases have also spiked, but has so far opted to avoid bringing back measures that would hurt businesses. South Korea has now posted a slight rise in the daily COVID-19 cases as of today, as infections eased from a church and political rally that sparked a second wave of outbreaks and new cases emerged in the religious and sporting groups and a university hospital as well. The Korea Center for Disease Control and Prevention reported 176 new cases as of midnight Thursday, which brought the total infections to 21,919 with 350 deaths. A fresh wave of infections has now erupted at a church whose members attended a large protest in downtown Seoul last month. which have driven the daily tally to its peak in months at 441. Moving on, now Pakistan's COVID-19 tally has now crossed the 3 lakh mark with the detection of 548 new cases in the last 24 hours as per their health ministry. 5 more people have died overnight due to the COVID-19 related complications, taking the death toll to 6,370. The 548 new cases have actually pushed the COVID-19 tally of the nation above 3 lakh. Moving on, now France on Thursday has registered a record of almost 10,000 new COVID-19 cases over the last 24 hours. That's ahead of a key meeting to decide whether to toughen the country's COVID-19 measures. The health ministry said 9,843 new COVID-19 infections had been recorded. That's the highest number since large-scale testing began, with 71 new clusters confirmed. Officials are now increasingly concerned about the rising number of infections in France, although the death toll and admissions into intensive care units remain far below the heights recorded during France's lockdown in March and April. Well, with that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for tuning in. But before I wrap up, you can now be a smart investor with Money Control Pro. Do not miss out on this last chance to get the sharpest opinions, expert analysis, actionable insights, and much more only at 1 rupee per day. You can claim exclusive benefits worth 15,000 rupees with the code FREEDOM365. Visit the website or the app to learn more.